Well, I thought it'd be a real neat treat. We ended early today. Is if a few of you want to come up, here's the kind of the guidelines though. If you could just share one memory of you while you've been here, and again, even if you're nervous, come up. But if you can keep it to about a minute, that way we could have more people share. But if you just want to share one or two things, now again, there will be other times to talk about other churches, but just we'd love to hear what God was doing in this situation. So if a group you want to come on up, we'll take as much time as we can. Let's hear it. Thank you so much for sharing. But even if you're nervous, come on up.
I remember, my husband and I were members of the Vineyard for, I want to say, 30 years, and heard about Jeff starting a church somewhere, wanted something smaller. But at the time, my husband had become very sick. I've been a widow now 3 years. And it wasn't a good time to shift to another church. We needed to be around people that knew us and were kind of watching out for us. But then once my husband passed away, I decided to come here because I needed to be around people that noticed when I wasn't around. The Vineyard was so large that nobody really would know whether I'm coming or going. And this church has done wonderful things for me in the people that go here, what Jeff presents, the struggles we've had, the blessings we've had together, and it's been so good for me. And I wanted to thank God and thank this church and Jeff and his family for being who you are, staying who you are, and leading us more and more into wonderful things about God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think there's probably a lot of things I could mention, but when I first came here to the Champaign area 3 years ago, first year was really, really difficult for me. Dealing with depression and anxiety and stuff. And the one memory specifically in this building that like stands out to me is on Saturday mornings gathering together with the men of the Word and just the love amongst brothers before the Word of God and people praying for me. And just even when I was coming in with so much weight of heaviness and anxiety and everything, and just being refreshed by the Lord here with brothers, and I'm just really thankful that we had this place and that God is using this church. So,
well, in remembering things, one of the things that comes to mind is one of Jeff's messages that he had, and I don't know if this was maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that, but the night before, I was wanting to read my Bible, but I didn't know exactly where to read, and so I broke all the rules, and I just let it flop open, it came to the first couple chapters of 1 Kings. And it talks about David and the last days of King David. So I read that. I read the first four chapters or so. The next morning, Jeff's message came along, and he said, I want you to turn to the first chapter of 1 Kings. Mm-hmm. And it talked about David and his last days, and the importance of finishing well. And God really put an exclamation point on that for me, and that the Lord had inspired Jeff to preach on that, and just the coincidence of that scripture coming up the night before. And that was very encouraging to me. And how God does that, I don't know, but he does. And it's an important thing. And I think for us as a body, for individuals, we need to finish well. There's something coming up ahead. God has something great up ahead, right up ahead. And he wants us to finish well in it. He doesn't want us to just come limping across the finish line. He wants us to finish strong. And so I'm excited about what he's doing. We need to look at the new thing he's doing, mm-hmm. and keep moving, finish well, and then to pass it on to others too.
Thank you, Bill.
So when Jeff talked about the Ebenezer Stone, immediately God pressed upon me. It happened right at the middle table, about a year into the church. I came to the church with a real dislike, to the degree you could really call it a prejudice against children. And my Ebenezer Stone is actually Jill and Jason's daughter, Annabelle. She was in a grandmother's arms, and basically she said, "Say, Annabelle, say goodbye to Jeanette. You have to go to Kids Life." And Annabelle didn't say anything. She just reached out her arms and went to hug me, and it was like the Grinch's heart just melted away. And it really brought about a wonderful period of life of repentance for that following year, and just now loving children and spending time in Kids Life. And that's my Ebenezer Stone, is Annabelle. Thank you for coming to the church, you guys both.
So many memories, so little time. We started coming to church here at a rummage sale, actually, was our first visit. And something about this place, these people, this building, called us to stay. And everybody was closing up and carrying the stuff out and carrying stuff off that people didn't want, and we couldn't leave. And part of that was Jeanette. She kind of latched onto us when we came in, was helping us look through stuff on the tables, and did we like this or that, and talking about pets. And so it just felt like when we were here, this was home. And I don't know, that's 3 years ago, 2 years ago? I don't know. Since then, we have had so many things come and go in our lives that I don't know how we would have made it without this church family. Y'all have loved me through horrendous back issues, losing vision in one eye, losing both of my parents, losing our son when we had his memorial service here. And it never stops when we come back in. Every time there's more love, and part of me is really sad to leave this building, because to me this is a place of so many memories, but at the same time looking forward to where God's taking us now. So thank you for all of us, thank you to all of you who have continued to support and love us through all of the insanity of the last few years.
Well, like Michelle said, when I walked in, almost immediately felt like I had family here. And over the last 3 years, that feeling has just gotten stronger and stronger. One of my best memories of this is the small groups that we would have at Don and Kathy's house. They were my first time being in a small group, and it was amazing, an amazing experience, and I just feel like there's something here. It's more like a family than I've experienced before. I love the fact that I have a personal relationship with my pastor, and he knows who I am. Sometimes, you know, maybe too close, but also, we got married in this building, so I have a lot of memories there. So, I think that's my takeaway, is that I found a family, and I just want that to continue and grow and move forward.
Hi, I'm usually embarrassed to come up here, but I just wanted to say that I feel like this church is a family, and I'd love it. Thank you.
My memory was when we were back in the Kids Life, and I remember we were making the tree for the first time, and it was really fun because I got to help make the leaves. And it was actually really hard to make the leaves because you had to cut them out and everything. And I remember all the paintings that we put up in the big mountain and all the words. And I'll just really miss that when we go to the new church. But we'll get to make more paintings, so I'm really excited for that.
Thank you. Caesar. Okay, Riley wanted to share first.
Hello, my name is Riley, and we've been going to church to church, and I think this is a really special church, and everybody's so happy. When you walk in, you feel really special.
I just have to say, I have been hugely blessed being here. This church home gave me a place to serve, and I was looking very much for a place where I could love on children and be obedient and be of service to God, and this church body has given me that opportunity. And a beautiful space that we had for so long just to play with kids and love on them and have a great time. And then I stopped to realize today, too, what a huge blessing it was to develop relationships with so many of you that came and served alongside and loved kids alongside with me. And it was just, it's been such a blessing to get to know so many of you and serve with so many of you. So I'm also looking forward to our new space, because we have some wonderful new space that we're going to get to continue to love on kids and greet new children and new families, and I'm very much excited for that too. And I hope to get to know many more of you and serve with many more of you too. So it's been great. Thank you.
For me, is what brings me here is like family. Y'all are my brothers and sisters. When I started the hot dog ministry, I took it over from Eddie Lutz. And I was by myself for a while. So I start coming here. Then God has blessed me to increase the volunteers. My brother and sister helped me to feed the homeless and needy. So that's one thing I love about this church. They are willing to step up and help where it's need to be helped. And I just want to say thank you for all my brothers and sisters. Not in Christ, but you are my brothers and sisters. So I just want to say thank you.
Hi, I just have two quick things I wanted to share. When I think about this place and this space, two things came to mind. One is when we first really started coming here regularly, we'd known Jeff and Christine from Vineyard Church, like a lot of you. And I remember getting here, and the place was small enough that I love Jeff's humor. And from the first sermon, I noticed, my gosh, I'm laughing louder than anybody else here. Does no one else think this stuff is so funny? Thank you, brother. And, you know, keep preaching it and keep the humor. I love it. Even if I'm the only one that laughs at your jokes. I really liked, you know. Yeah. I mean, where else could you go and hear your pastor, you know, make a joke about the memory of goldfish? Amen. And then a little bit more seriously, you know, when we first started, you know, coming, you know, I was at a place a couple years ago where, you know, personally, I just didn't know where to turn. And Jeff was gracious enough to meet with me and counsel me. And we always sat back at the round tables in the back. We would meet there. And so when people, you know, he talked about the, you know, the way that they came about. And for me, that'll always be my enduring memory. So I think of this as the Church of the Round Table. Thank you.
Well, I have to say that I was looking for a place to call my church, my home. It was in a transition from a previous religion that I was a part of, and I was feverishly looking for a place. And I could never imagine that a place would end up actually being a home. Yeah, it was a baptized here. I told myself I wouldn't do this. I married my beautiful wife here, Denise. So it is a place called home. And also, I actually have family that I never imagined in a million years I'd have. And I know that touched on Men of the Word on Saturdays. And it's an amazing experience to actually be a part of a group of men that are sensitive and compassionate, but are the strongest men that I've ever met and known in my life. They're not afraid of the Word of God. They love it, they embrace it, they share it. And what I think most and love most is they live it. And thank you, Jeff, for allowing that to bring all this together. And I look forward to the next move, because obviously God's got bigger things in store for all of us. So God bless you. Thank you.
I'm going to try to share just a few quick vignettes here. The first thing is I'm going to confess one of those repentance things, kind of like Jeanette talked about. I knew about Men of the Word before we started coming here. I'm a longtime friend of Lee Johnson. And I will confess before you, for a long time, I didn't really consider coming to the group, partly because the name at that time, the name Men of the Word, sounded a little bit pompous to me. And when I first started coming, it's like, oh my, this is, the guys are so genuine, the discussion is so wonderful. It has been such a tremendous blessing to me. If there's anybody else out there that's got the same hang up that I did about the name, please drop it. I also want to reference a couple of the most memorable sermons that I've heard here. There was a day when Jeff showed the autostereogram, that bunch of colored dots, that inside the colored dots, if you looked at it just right, if you stared at it a long time, all of a sudden you could see there's a shark in there. And that tagline for that sermon, once you've seen the shark, you can't unsee the shark. That has become one of my favorite phrases in reference to these times where we've seen God do something, and we want to hang on to that and make a memory of that, because there's going to be dry times where you're just like, oh, you know, what's happening now? And you got to remember, I've seen the shark. And then another sermon, I think, happened back in about May. And one of the verses he used was from the book of Joshua, where Joshua confronts the commander of the Lord's army. And he says, are you for us or are you against us? And the commander says, neither. And if I remember right, I think Jeff's point right at that on that was, in that instance, Joshua asked the wrong question. And it just so happens that on that day, Ann and I had been thinking a lot about relocating, because the job market around here, I've just not been able to find satisfying work around here. I've had jobs, but they just haven't been, you know, anyway. On that day, I was so convicted that, okay, most people would go about this by saying, okay, I'm going to search the country, find the ideal job, then find a nice house to live in that area, and then, oh, the last priority would be, can I find a church that maybe we can get involved in? And I prayed that day with that sermon, God, is there a way that you could allow us to flip the script and to say, let's go someplace where we know there will be good fellowship and then pray for a job? And it actually happened, and we're moving to the Dayton, Ohio area, and it happened. We chose the Beaver Creek Vineyard first, and then prayed for a job second. But it started. I mean, a lot of that thinking, a lot of that conviction to do it that way, despite how silly that would sound to people, began with that sermon about Joshua.
My sister and I were both baptized here, so this place has been kind of special because of that. And also, I feel like this church also helped me connect with, like, music with God a lot more, and that was kind of special to me.
I also got to go on the Mexico mission trip the first year we took it, and that was just a really cool experience for me. Also, like, I found a lot of friends here and, like, also like mentors here and stuff, and that just that's just been really cool. So, yeah.
So I couldn't let this go by without, actually, this church has really touched my mama's heart. when we first came in here, I guess, Christine, I remember you said that you could make friends with a doorknob. And I always thought, like, yes, I mean, you made me feel so welcome, and so has everyone. But as a mama's heart, you know, life is chaotic and hectic, and every Sunday morning, I don't feel the judgment when we walk in late all the time. I'm sorry. But also, the thing is, my girls want to come. So every Saturday night, I'm like, so, we go into church? Yes. That's it, you know? And I really, really appreciate that. One of the things that touched me for a moment was I was struggling over one of the challenges of my girls. Going to share Gina's story. Gina was from eighth grade moving into high school, and she needed to make a time to be part of the cross-country team. That meant she needed to go from 2 miles to 3 miles, and she wasn't sure whether she could make that time because that's a big thing, and she only started in eighth grade where all of her other peers had started in six. And so I'm not a cross-country coach, or I don't know. I'm just like, well, go try. I don't know. And when she told me what it was, I'm also thinking, wow. In my heart, I was also thinking, you're not going to make it. But I was worried, and I don't want to tell her that I don't think you're going to make it. And I just happened to share that with Kristen back in Kids Life. Just, hey, how about prayer? And boom, the answer to prayer was right there, because Kristen's like, oh, well, wait a minute. My girls run with a friend of my husband, and why don't we just go? And it's like right there, just like that, she introduces us to a guy that says, of course you can make it, and here's what you do, and she made it. Just like that. So, thank you.
I'm starting. I was going to just say, we've come a long way, baby. You know, since the beginning. I remember the beginning. For us, it began before Jeff and Christine moved here. They traveled down, and somebody asked us if we'd have a family over just to stay with us for a couple nights to kind of check out the place. And when I think, I don't know how many trips, about 3 weeks staying together before they came. So we kind of go back, to the beginning, and we're so thankful, Jeff and Christine and Ashley and Andrew and Abby, that you have all come and served us and led us and helped us. It's been quite a ride. And I remember we were there in the little circle in Jeff and Christine's house at the very beginning when we were praying. By the way, I was the one that prayed for the chair, the tables. And here's why. It wasn't about tables. It was really a symbol of something else, which all of you have touched on. Because in this place, it's really not been this building or the events. It's been the family. It's been learning to connect with each other and connect each other with God, that really is the solid centerpiece of everything. And I can think of so many, you know, highlights, like Alpha and doing our home group, soup and group. But they're all about the connections. And I was just looking from the back, I'm just thinking, looking around, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's totally about the connections we have with each other. And the neat thing about that is that goes with us. You know, and can even be stronger as we all work together to connect with God and each other, because that's really, this is our tribe, this is our family, and that's what God wants us to take and bring and embrace other people into. So thank you, Jeff and Christine, for leading us.
I love you. So I have so many things that I just want to share, but I'm going to back it up. First off, I am so grateful for all of you. This has been, we've had a lot of ups and downs in full-time ministry, and before we accidentally started this crazy thing, which we never asked God for. I've shared this before. I was so done with the church. We've really seen a lot of pain and felt a lot of pain and been on the end of it, and we've probably given a lot of pain, and it was just, so when we started here, I was a bit apprehensive, but man, I tell you what, I love you guys. I love that we get to be each just real, you know, and I'm very grateful because coming here has given me a chance. I was kind of felt hidden for a long time while my husband was full-time ministry, and I love that I've been able to kind of come into my own here and had a chance to love on people, and you've loved on me, and you've loved on my family, and I love that you know that we're pretty darn imperfect and make a lot of stinking mistakes, but yet you still love us, and I love that you love my kids. I love that, and I love that I feel like it's Cheers here, you know, you walk in and everyone knows your name, and some people don't like that, and this just isn't their place if that's the case. I love that we're like that, and I'm really grateful. I'm just really grateful. I'm excited to go into the new place because I feel like coming into this, we were all just kind of hurting puppies, burnt out, just tired, and it all happened so crazily, and I'm really excited because I feel like we're going in with some intention. I feel like we've got some newness coming, some new passion for God. I hope that each of us are able to just really go hard after God and with each other and love on our community better. And so I had other things I wanted to say, and I forget. Just give me a second because I have a menopausal brain, and I really wanted to say this. Yeah. I just love you guys.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for staying a little bit late tonight. Thank you for all the kind words. Well, let's go ahead and everyone stand, and let's just pray a blessing, and just so thankful for what God's doing. Thank you for everyone who had to share. Thank you. And if you didn't have a chance to share and you want to email me, please, let's go ahead and put our hands out, and let's just ask the Spirit of God to begin a whole new chapter in all of our lives. So let's put our hands out. Holy Spirit, we are so thankful for what you've done in every one of our lives. We're so touched by the stories, and Lord, thank you for what you've done here, and as Kathy and others said, we're taking the best with us. We're taking our relationships with you and each other with us, and we look forward now to this new season that you would do more than we could even imagine or even conceive. So Spirit of God, come fill us right now, empower us, help us to reach out to the lost and the hurting, and thank you for this family. I pray that the family would continue to get stronger and stronger. Holy Spirit, just come right now and fill us up. Fill us up. So thank you for this day. Thank you for this season. We look forward to the new season now. Help us, Lord, to just prepare for that now. So bless us now. We thank you. We give you all the praise and the glory for what you've done and you will do in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, everybody.